As you may have heard in the news, higher prices at the fuel pump and rising rents have helped edge up inflation in line with market expectations. The Consumers Price Index for the June quarter has come in at 0.6%, pushing annual inflation marginally higher to 1.7%. Local fuel prices were driven higher by a climb in world oil prices, but that was offset by falls in other parts of the transport sector. Kiwibank's chief economist Jared Kerr says there are a couple of surprises.
We saw a spike in petrol prices, but there was quite a big decline in the price of used vehicles. But we're sort of running roughly in line with what we were thinking at around 1.7% annual inflation. The core measures were actually stronger than we thought, running at about 1.92%, but it's the outlook that we're worried about. The outlook for inflation has deteriorated.
So when you say the outlook is something that concerns you, what is it telling us?
Well, we've seen our economic growth in New Zealand slow, and it looks like growth will slow to about 2% in the second half of this year. And that's a fair way away from where we should be running at about 3%. So what that means is there's slower growth and there's likely to be slower inflation, and that also means that there's probably a slower increase in wages throughout the economy, which is not what we're looking for. This time last year, we thought we'd be growing at around sort of 2.753%. So we're short of that, and it sort of worries us when we look into next year.
QBank's chief economist Jared Kerr talking to Kim Savage. And that weak inflation outlook, along with slowing economies here and around the world, look likely to prompt the Reserve Bank to cut the official cash rate, possibly as soon as next month, and then again in November.